All right, well, so we are continuing the session tonight in our conversation regarding electricity in halacha. Specifically, again, Rav Melamed is, we're up to page, I believe we left off on page 15. So just reorient ourselves quickly, just 30-second review. So the last piece we're dealing with from Rav Melamed was talking about whether or not electricity is, everyone agrees that the use of electricity on Shabbos is problematic. The shaila is, why? Is an Isser D'oraisa. So we had three, last week we saw three different opinions. We saw Rav Kook, who says that it's literally havara, kindling. Again, we're not going to remember because Rav Kook had a whole interesting definition of fire. He said fire essentially is anything in this world that has the ability to go ahead and create dynamic change. So therefore, again, electricity... Right, electricity is fire. So Rav Kook therefore says use of electricity on Shabbos is havara. We then saw Rav Uziel, who said that it's not only havara, but it's also tikkun kli, fixing or completing a utensil. And we saw the Chazon Ish, who said it was bona, building. So again, the common denominator of those three opinions, Rav Kook, the Chazon Ish, and Rav Uziel, is that use of electricity is an Isser D'oraisa. Machlokes, exactly what is the nature of the Isser? Page 15. Uladas Rabim, the second paragraph there on page 15. Uladas Rabim, according to many, haf alas machshirim chashmalim she'in baim chut lahat. According to many pages, I both say, now remember again, pretty much everyone agrees that if you have an electrical appliance that has a metal piece that becomes glowing hot, becomes glowing red, that is going to be an Isser D'oraisa. So for example, you know, if you have an electric stove. Electric stove is a good example of this. Or you have one of those heaters that have the coils in this. Everyone agrees that if you have an electrical item that has a metal part of it that becomes glowing red, everyone is going to agree that is an Isser D'oraisa. Just the reality is, in our contemporary electrical appliances, most things we have are really not going to be like that, right? So again, the perfect example is, you know, I'm going to turn on my phone on Shabbos. There's no piece of metal that's turning red inside of my phone. So again, Rav Kook, Rav Uziel, and the Chazon Ish will all say it's an Isser D'oraisa. But then this other school of thought, that when there is no piece of metal that goes ahead and turns red, so therefore, again, interestingly enough, this other school of thought, when there is no piece of metal that becomes red, the use of electricity is Asra on Shabbos midirabanan. Why? Maisa shel chol. Maisa shel chol are otherwise stated uvda d'chol. Maisa shel chol, weekday activity. This is a very ambiguous and amorphous concept in Hilchos Shabbos, as again a lot of things kind of fit into this category. Oh, Justin, you're really putting my mind to the test over here. Months, I don't know, you go back and listen to the recordings. You know, you come back to us. Hey, I'm sure we did, because you'll find it common in Hilchos Shabbos. Things refer to ultimately, again, as Uvda D'chol. So therefore, again, when there is no piece of metal that heats up, ultimately, again, it'll be called a weekday activity. Okay? Mishum shi maisa shachol, benosaf akach, beis hafalas machshirim chashmalim, molidim zerem bechutim. Aval, so again, furthermore, when you're going ahead and using electricity, you're causing a current to go through the apparatus. Aval iser mea Torah in baza. But there is no Isser D'oraisa. This is a totally different school of thought. Right? There's no Isser D'oraisa in Moses and Isser D'rabanon. Hoil ve'ein eish b'machshirin she'ein bahem chut lahat. Because this school of thought says, if there's no fire, or at least a piece of metal that's turning red, you cannot go ahead and claim that it's havara. You just can't. You can't claim that it's kindling under those circumstances. V'gam ein b'hadla kasam iser bona kilo shayach lahagdir ma'agal chashmali kikli. Furthermore, interestingly enough, there's no bona. This was the issue of the Chazon Ish, right? There's no bona. Ultimately, again, because you can't look at an electrical item as a kli, as a utensil. In other words, there's a whole discussion, remember, the technical malacha of bona really applies to a structure. So there's a whole machlokas in the Gemara about whether or not this yesh binyan bekelim, ein binyan bekelim, does the malacha of bona apply to utensils or not? But one thing is clear, which is this is not a kli. It's not a kli, right? My phone is not a kli. Most electric items are not, a computer is not a kli. See, what's the bona? What's the binyan in that? V'kach yidas harav arbach v'arav Voldenberg. This is the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Rav Eliezer Waldenberg, also known as the Tzitz Eliezer. So Rabosai, I just want to point out how fascinating this is, that electricity on Shabbos is pretty much a major machlok. In other words, everyone is going to agree that it's also, you're not allowed to use it. The Shaila just is, what is the nature of the Isser? So Rav Kook, Rav Uziel, Chazanish, Isser Daraisa. But again, all finding different pieces in Isser Daraisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and the Tzitz Eliezer, Isser Dirabanan. Isser Dirabanan. So halach l'maisa, so, you know, what the ramifications here are tremendous. Tremendous. So Rav Melamed writes, l'maisa, yeshlochosh l'das ha-sovera shafala chashmolas asura me'atora. So Rav Melamed posits that as a general approach, we essentially operate under the approach that use of electricity on Shabbos is an isur daraisa. That's how we operate. However,
does use of mean generating or using?
Explain.
The lights are on. You know, there's an electrical current going on. We're using.
No. So remember, that's never a problem, because otherwise then you'd be sitting in the dark on Shabbos, right?
So
Initiating electrical use. Okay. Initiating electrical use.
So turning off the light is opposite of initiating electrical use.
Correct. But remember again, so if you hold this in Isser Daraisa, if the Isser Daraisa of putting on a light is Havara's kindling, then turning off a light is going to be Mechab, extinguishing. And you'd have to say the same thing in the Dirabanans also. So if an act of putting on a light is Uvda Dechol, this weekly activity, so therefore by definition, turning off a light would also be in there. So it's always going to be the other side of the same coin. So he says, this is really very interesting. Our Melamed says, in reality, when we approach Hilchos Shabbos, we should approach electricity as an Isser Daraisa. That's how we should approach it. However, again, in an extenuating circumstance, when there are other reasons in order to be megal, to be lenient, we could rely on the fact that the use of electricity is an Isser Dirabanan. Shabbos say, this is very interesting, and this has many different ramifications. What's a good example? What's a good example of like an extenuating circumstance where you would allow the use of electricity ultimately again? So I'll give you just like a simple example.
Where is it behind?
Amir La'akum. Right? So I'll give you just that a woman's going into labor. So a woman's going into labor. So again, remember, we're assuming right now that let's say it's not like active labor, right, where she has to get to the hospital this second, because then her husband can get in the car and take her. But let's say again there's time, so she's going to call a car service. So let's say again, what could she do? If she uses her phone to order an Uber, right, so remember again, you could rely b'shas hadchak that the electricity is a drabanon. This would be again in a shas hadsorech, a situation of need, because clearly it's better for her to go ahead and use the Uber than it is to drive herself. Make it even a little bit more, and if she does it with a shinui, right, with some type of deviation, you've relegated it even to a lower level. So this is a very interesting approach, where Rav Melamed says, essentially, l'chatchila we treat electricity as an isur daraisa, but should there be some type of situation of need which arises, perhaps we could be mekel and look at it as a dirabanan. Now again, he's not going to get into what that means, because different cases require different realities, and that's up to the posik or to the rav to determine ultimately, again, what type of approach is needed. A very interesting idea. So we'll say, so along these same lines, take a look at page 16. So just now we're going to get to some examples of this. Machshirim chashmalim shemashmiyim kol. So we'll say, so that's in general Rav Malam's kind of introduction to electricity on Shabbos. Now if we get a little bit more into the weeds regarding certain items, for example, so machshirim shemashmiyim kol. So literally, again, electrical devices which amplify sound. He writes over here, ki telephone beram kol, phone or a microphone. So kfish lamadnu, page 16. So based on what we've learned, right, you're not allowed to go ahead and make a phone call on Shabbos. You're using electricity. And again, leaving aside if there's no acute need, so halach l'maaseh, we treat electricity like an isur daraisa. And therefore again, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Same thing with a microphone. The gam. Now this is very interesting, and Rav Chaim, this goes to your point a little bit. The gam kasher kav ha-telephone pasuach me'erev Shabbos. Now listen to this. I have a great chap. My parents live in a different state, so I want to go ahead and love to spend Shabbos with them. I can't do it, so I have the next best thing. I'm going to call them before Shabbos. I'm going to keep my phone on the Shabbos table, and it's great. We'll sing Zmiras together. It's fantastic. I'm not dialing the phone on Shabbos. Everything is dialed before Shabbos, and ultimately, again, I'm just leaving on my phone. I'm leaving on my table. Rav Melamed says that is usur, right? Why is that usur? He says usur l'daber b'Shabbos tafan ram kol mishum shahadibur magbir es zameach hashmal b'mikrofonim. So remember again, because the act of talking causes electrical change, right? There's things that happen when I talk. See, this is what's interesting about the lights, for example, right? So when I turn on the lights before Shabbos, they're on. I'm in the room, I'm out of the room. I'm sleeping, I'm learning. There's no difference. So there, the malacha was initiated beforehand. There's nothing else that's happening over here. But Lamaisa, if you were to leave a phone on before Shabbos, even though it's on beforehand, if you were to go ahead and talk, that changes the electrical reality. Same thing with a microphone. Ukvar lamadnu, sheish omrim shimush bechashmal asr mea Torah, veish omrim sha isr midrabanan. Benosaf lakach. So therefore, again, halacha Lamaisa, all things being equal, we go ahead and, we treat it like an Issa D'oraisa. Therefore, even if I initiated the call before Shabbos, halacha l'maisa, again, I can't use the phone on Shabbos.
What about the Summit microphone? I know it's developed for hospitals.
So we're going to talk about that. Summit microphones are rooted in a different halachic technology. So we're going to talk about that, because that deals with grama. Also, I'll just point out, by the way, where this came up a little bit. During COVID, right, there was a lot of discussion about this, especially for elderly people who were just like totally isolated. So if Herschel Schacht had Piskei Halacha about this, about like setting up an iPad before Shabbos or even a phone before Shabbos, and just so that the person, you're talking about people who were just like literally isolated for weeks on end, hospitalized. So it was interesting to see that there were a number of kulas in those types of situations, allowing people to be able to, let's say, put on an iPad before Shabbos so that an elderly loved one could see the rest of the family. So it's interesting. So what's fascinating to see is, okay, you and I aren't necessarily, we're not giving heterim like that, but it's interesting to see, we now understand where a heter like that kind of has its genesis. And it has its genesis, it has its beginnings, and the notion that there is a school of thought that says that electricity is the Rabbanah. So again, under normal circumstances, we do not operate that way. But in a circumstance of need, you can see that we do have room a little bit to be megal. Okay, so he goes on. He says, "Benosaf lekach, gazru chacham shlo lahashmiya kol bekli miyuchat shno lekach." So we'll say this is very interesting. Furthermore, there is another rabbinic prohibition. There's a rabbinic prohibition of amplification of sound on Shabbos. Right? Once again, this falls into the bucket of Ovda D'chol. Right? So, by the way, I'll give you a good example of this. Midrabanan, right? So, obviously, you can't use a microphone because it has, or a bullhorn because it has electricity. What about those things? I don't know what you call it, but it's like the bullhorn without the sound. It's just like a cone.
Megaphone.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? A mega?
A megaphone. Yeah.
But it's no electricity.
Right.
It's no electricity. Just like a cone. So, just like midrabanan, you wouldn't use that on Shabbos. Right, because midrabanan, there's a concept ultimately again of not creating amplification of sound because of Ovda D'chol. So just pointing out over here that even aside for the issues that electricity brings about, there's another additional rabbinic prohibition ultimately in amplification of sound. He goes on and says, because anything you're doing with your body, it's generally not considered to be a prohibited action. Lemaisa. So he goes on, he says, and that's right, he says, the prohibition is using a utensil. Again, remember, this is rabbinic. It's using a utensil, dafka, that is designed for amplification of sound. So interestingly enough, the use of a microphone actually really has a little bit of like a double issue. Number one, there's electricity, which may be d'orais, maybe d'rabanan, but there's certainly d'rabanan ultimately of amplification of sound. Okay. V'hine, gamira kizilzul b'shabes, shashomim aludlim lachshov shef ilu asamachshe b'shabes. Furthermore, there's like a little bit of what he calls Zilzul Shabbos, that's creation of Shabbos, which almost sounds like a little bit of like Maris Ayin, meaning that if somebody sees me using a microphone on Shabbos, They have no idea if I turned it on before Shabbos, on Shabbos, and one could just as easily assume that I turned it on Shabbos. So therefore, interestingly enough, there's a whole bunch of stuff with the use of the microphone on Shabbos. Number one, if electricity is deraisa, it's deraisa. But even if it's derabanan, still it's derabanan, plus the derabanan of amplification of sound, plus the zilzul of Shabbos, that's great. The degradation of Shabbos, because people may assume that I put it on Shabbos itself. Aval, now both say, this is very interesting. Aval mutter lekaved shmia. What's kaved shmia? Someone who is hard of hearing. Someone who's hard of hearing. Now both say, now what is he going to talk about over here? The use of a hearing aid. So a hearing aid essentially, halachically, is like a microphone, right? It's taking sound and it's amplifying it. So is one allowed to use a hearing aid on Shabbos? So he says it is mutter. This is very interesting. You are allowed to use a hearing aid that obviously is like, what's the right word?
Embedded.
Thank you. Embedded in the ear. Now watch this. There are a couple of conditions. Number one, so number one, the hearing aid has to be on before Shabbos. That's number one, right? Because remember, the act of switching it on is an Isra D'Oraisa. Or I should say it differently. Is potentially an Isra D'Oraisa. Okay? Page 17. Furthermore, over Shabbos, you can't do anything that affects the flow of energy in the hearing aid. So in other words, volume control. On, off. You can't do any of that. So if you turn it on before Shabbos, you're allowed to go and use it on Shabbos.
So what if it starts beeping?
I'm sorry?
So he's like,
now he doesn't address that, but it would appear that I don't know what you have to do to address that pitch.
I
wonder if they just, I always thought maybe they're just like moving it around. I don't know. We'll have to ask. But he says like this. Now, so his whole chap is turn it on before Shabbos, could use it on Shabbos. Now listen to this. Kishir Tzalishon, what about when you want to go to sleep? He says, Yasir Samach Shir Me'ozno below the Chaboso. Take it out of your ear. You can take it out without turning it off. Ulamachras Baboker, Yachzir Osola Ozno below the Afilon. Next morning, you could put it back in your ear again, but without affecting any changes in the utensil. Now, one second. This sure sounds a lot like a microphone. Right? Essentially, a hearing aid is a microphone. So we just said before that you can't use a microphone. Isra d'rabanan, changing the electrical current, zilzul d'shabbos, amplification of sound. So why are you allowed to use a hearing aid? This is very interesting. He says, Mipnei sha'dibor darko magbir zami ha'chashal shem makshir, zeu dafka, when is it problematic? When you're talking directly into the device. And this is going to be very important. In other words, so when I talk into a microphone, that's what's problematic. Aval, when you're just talking kind of like in a regular fashion, harishaf alas hamachshir shebaozen hashamea, nasis bekoach sheni, shezu pu'ulas grama. So this is quite fascinating. But Melamed posits that the only issue you run into a microphone is when you're talking right into it. But when you are just talking regularly, but your sound happens to be picked up by a device, but you're not talking directly into that device, Rav Melamed posits that's grama. That's causation. And that is not going to be awesome. Now, grama is still durabanan. Grama is still drabanon, but in a situation of need, we would allow grama. So it's really allowing someone to hear is considered to be a situation of need, and therefore it's mutter. B'shas hadchak matirim grama. Under extenuating circumstances, we allow for grama. So both said, this is really fascinating. See, even though I would have thought that the hearing aid is just like the microphone, there's a fundamental distinction. Because the microphone, I'm speaking right into it, that's the prohibition. All the aforementioned prohibitions. The hearing aid, I'm just talking, and the hearing aid picks up whatever it picks up. That's considered grama, causation, and causation is mutter in situations of need.
Is it that when using a microphone, you're talking into the microphone? When using a hearing aid, it's just other sounds that are, you're not doing anything. It's other.
Correct.
Sounds.
I'm just talking. So therefore, again, I. Correct. I'm going about my business. I'm just doing my thing. There's no premeditated act of talking into a talking into a hearing aid, as opposed to a premeditated act of talking into a microphone. O zilzul b'shabbos, ho'il v'hakol nishma li'ozno shabal ha'machshev bilvad. And again, what about amplification of sound? This is very interesting. The only time that there's a rabbinic prohibition of amplification of sound is when that amplification is done for everyone. But in this case, who's the amplification done for? One person. And by the way, it's not heard by anyone else. That was never the rabbinic prohibition. The rabbinic prohibition was doing something that makes a lot of noise. This doesn't make a lot of noise, right? No one else in the room knows what's happening except for the person who's wearing the hearing aid. So halacha lemaaseh, again, Rabbi Lamed Paskins, use of the hearing aid is good on Shabbos. Turn it on before. Don't touch any of the settings over the course of Shabbos. You can take it out when you go to sleep. You can put it in ultimately when you go. Now, say, why isn't it muktzah? It's not muktzah because think about it. It's a klisha malach to leheter, right? It's a permitted utensil. Because at the end of the day, once halacha lemaaseh is permitted to use it halachically, it's no longer muktzah. I can't play with the settings because that will be problematic, but the utensil itself is not muktzah. And again, no problem of amplification of sound. He goes on, he says, kishem sha'asra lahafil ram kol lefnei k'nisa shabbos k'dei she'idaru bo b'shabbos kach asin abo sein. This is very interesting. This is going to be the last thing I'm going to do tonight. The same way that I can't use a microphone on Shabbos, I will say, watch this. What about a baby monitor? Right? A baby monitor. So a person leaves a baby monitor in the bedroom with the baby. Parents are in a different room. They want to hear what's going on. So Rav Melamed says, the same way that you can't use a microphone on Shabbos, even if it's put on before Shabbos, right? Kidei, right? Kach asur lahashir machshir intercom. Pasuach b'Shabbos, kidei l'shmoa darko es kolos haboim levaker os hanase b'chidr hayuladim. You can't use it, he calls it an intercom, right? We would just call it a monitor. You can't put on a monitor, right, on Shabbos, because ultimately, again, halacha lemaaseh, it operates as a microphone. Now, we'll say, now, interestingly enough, you'll say, but one second, but they're kind of like the hearing aid. Well, let's see. Correct. So there is a fundamental difference because their dafka, the entire avoda, is for the amplification of sound for a group of other people, whoever that group might be, the parents, whoever else needs to hear. From them, kash, now, he does say, listen to this, now there is a kula. What's the kula? Because as we said before, what's the issue with the microphone? Same issue with the telephone. I'm speaking right into it. So because of that, again, there's a premeditated act for amplification of sound. Why was the hearing aid okay? Because people are just talking and the sound's getting picked up. So Rav Melamed says, if people aren't talking directly into the intercom, people are kind of just doing their own thing, and the intercom is picking up the noise. Dino kal yoser. Perhaps one could be a little bit more lenient. Page 18. Shuhu grama. Shabbos says, so this is interesting. So this comes up all the time with the use of baby monitors on Shabbos. You know, I think it's always like interesting to see, right? You know, today, like, it's like everybody uses baby monitors, and like there's like a pachat. Well, wow, what am I going to do if I can't do the baby? Meanwhile, like, people raised children for thousands of years, and they did not have intercoms, and somehow it's fascinating. But again, like today, contemporarily, it's really considered to be almost, I don't know, for lack of a better term, like a standard of care. You know, this is what is done. So Rav Melamed says there may be room to be makel. Now, I would say, like, in a situation, you know, if the parents' room is next to the baby's room, so they can hear everything. But I don't know, let's say you're a guest somewhere, I don't know, the bedroom where the baby is somewhere different. Okay, there may be some kula for that. Why? As long as no one's speaking directly into the intercom. Chances are, if the kid is speaking into the intercom and saying, Mom, Dad, they probably outgrew the intercom. I would just say it could be, or maybe he's a little bit overprotective parent, right? Right. So no one's talking into it. So Rav Melamed says there's room to be makel in a case of need. Ulam adayin yesh baze iser mitzachu maisechol v'zilzul b'shabbes v'iser shimush b'machshir shemashmiya kol. But there still is an issue, because there is still an issue of amplification of sound that could be heard by others. So ultimately, again, there's an uvda d'chol, weekday activity issue, zilzul of Shabbos issue. Therefore, certainly, all things being equal, certainly better to avoid it. Aval, in betalus machsha intercom nisha pasuach b'Shabbos, calls manshad ma'inu miskavin la'ashmias kolo derech ha'machshir, mutr lo v'hamshich l'daber kidako. However, let's say you accidentally left on the baby monitor. Okay, so you don't have to avoid that room. That's what Malam would say. In other words, again, as long as a person is not talking directly into the intercom itself, then halacha l'maisa, ultimately, again, it's fine. Just operate normally. So we'll say, if we bring this all together, we have always as follows. So remember, we have our machlokas about electricity. On one hand, Rav Kook, Rav Uziel, the Chazanish, Issa Daraisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and the Tzitz Eliezer, Isser Dirabanan. Rav Melamed, treat it like an Issa Daraisa, unless of case there is a situation of need. Use of microphones and telephones, any utensil that is used for the amplification of sound is going to have multiple issues. Number one, electricity. All right, that's Machlokes Reis D'Rabbanan. Once there's amplification of sound, ultimately, again, we have an issue of Ovda D'Chol, weekday activity, and Zilzul Shabbos, degradation of Shabbos. So therefore, you can't use a microphone, can't use a telephone, even if it's put on before Shabbos. What about a hearing aid? Hearing aid is going to be fine. Why? Again, as long as the person doesn't tamper with the settings, therefore no changes in electricity. And what about amplification of sound? Amplification of sound is only problematic when what? When it can be heard, right? But here, people are just talking normally, and the only person who's hearing more is the person who has the hearing aid himself. Therefore, halacha l'maaseh is not a problem. Can take it out, can put it in, just can't adjust any of the settings. Baby monitor, ideally better not to use it. Not to use it. If there's an acute situation of need, it could be makel, because once again, as long as no one's talking directly into it, if you mistakenly left on the monitor before Shabbos, you don't have to avoid the room, just avoid speaking directly into it.
That's from Rav Melamed's psak. Are there other poskim that lechatchila say it's okay to use a baby monitor?
I'm not aware of anyone who says lechatchila you're allowed to use it. That doesn't mean that those opinions don't exist. At most, what I've seen is poskim who say, if there's a need, you could use it.
But what I'm saying is
because there are certain things where even if there's a need, you still can't do it, right? In other words, certain things on Shabbos are just going to remain usher, no matter what. Like, in other words, if there's a need for fire, if there's a need for...
Right, but if there wasn't a need for to hear the faith, like if there wasn't concern about not being able to hear the child screaming...
Right.
Then...
I don't know, but sometimes parents just like, Yishuv Hadas, remember, need is also very subjective. I have never seen anyone who says that it's mutra l'chatchila. I think you'd be hard-pressed to make that argument that it's mutra l'chatchila, right? Because remember, you're still using electricity. So no one's saying electricity is mutter, right? And most are saying it's an isra d'rabbanan. So once it's an isra d'rabbanan, to say that it's just flat-out mutter, I don't know. At most you could say that, again, because it's a situation of need, therefore you could use it. At least that's what I've seen.
So I'm sure I grew up in Wyant, they used to have a microphone only on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Salper, when he would go to speak, I remember they put some sort of cover over it. Is that Rabbi Muhammad?
I think that's pretty much everyone. Like, in other words, that's just, don't use a microphone on Shabbos.
Right.
You know, and I think he was probably also trying to just model that publicly, just like, whatever's going to be is going to be, but he wasn't going to use it.
Right.
Yeah.
Ring
we're going to see that. We're going to see ring doorbell. First, by the way, next week, coming attractions, Shabbos elevators. Oh, that's going to be a good one. Yeah, so that's going to be a good one. And then we'll get to ring doorbell. There's ring doorbells. There's video cameras. There's a lot of applications of this, which we're Emirat Hashem going to get. Now, remember, those things also are very interesting because they're not like lights. They're not like lights. And there's also other associated issues of, let's say, potentially co-safe, because they're recording. They're recording. It's once you're recording something, and there's something activated, although ring, you could switch the settings also for these. Again, we'll see you all that. I'm Yair Sarbosai. Shkayach, Sabir for tonight. Shkayach, everyone.